This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Let me actually take a moment to turn off my computer because it's so bright it's smashing me in the face. There we go. I'm exhausted. You know me. If you've ever tuned in on Friday, you know how tired I am on Fridays because I've got my weekend show that we film called America's Top 10 Countdown on Real America's Voice TV Network, and I write, or I should say script, the entire show out on teleprompter. I don't just do it off the cuff like I do this show. And so, you know, it takes 2.5 hours to write it and then 2 hours to film it. So it's 4.5 hours. And I'm just exhausted by the time we get to the show. I didn't even eat till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and here I am. So I did eat. I got my food in. I'm ready to do this show, ready to rock your world, letting you know all the incredible things going on. We do live in interesting times. It's a Chinese saying. May you live in interesting times. We live in the most interesting times in history. Jill Biden gave an interview speaking on her husband's behalf, and she says Joe Biden is absolutely all in. He's running for president again. Now, do you understand the irony of that? Joe Biden can't announce he's running for president. He's so brain dead. His brain is so empty. His brain is so full of dementia. He's such a loser. He belongs in a nursing home that his wife has to announce he's 100% all in. He's running for president. He can't announce it. You don't see the irony in that? Boy, I think that's as ironic as anything I've ever heard. Number two, I don't mean to say I told you so, but I'm always telling you that inflation is horrible. It's not getting better. It's horrible. And if anything, it's getting worse. And even if it got better, it wouldn't matter. If it went to zero, it wouldn't matter. See, Joe Biden doesn't get it. He's brain dead. He loves to announce inflation was zero last month. That means it's zero increase for 1 month. It doesn't mean it's zero. It means inflation is still raging. And every price of every product, you know, in other words, eggs used to be $3. Now they're $10. So does it matter if they go to 12? You can't afford 10. So I've said this for so long, but a key inflation index came in today hot. I mean roaring. I mean on fire, which means the Fed has got to react by raising interest rates again, further destroying the real estate market, further destroying the American economy. They can't kill inflation. I said it from the beginning. You can only kill the inflation if you do what Volcker did back in 1980, 81 with Reagan. He took interest rates to 20%. That's what killed inflation. If you took interest rates to 20% now, you'd destroy the nation because we owe so much money, so many tens of trillions of dollars. Was it 31 or 32 trillion now? And that's not the real number. The real number, if they didn't play accounting gimmicks, is like 330 trillion we owe. We can't pay the interest on the debt. It would eat up the entire budget. So they can never raise rates where they've got to go. So inflation is not going away. The average middle class American's getting killed. Another news story. FBI employees caught drunk driving, stealing, losing weapons, and many other crimes and many other ridiculous, inappropriate situations. The FBI is out of control. The FBI should be defunded, disbanded, and start over again. They're a PR wing of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party now has two wings besides the Democrat Party itself. Wing number one is the FBI to arrest all the dissenters who don't agree with Democrats and who bother them. And wing number two is the media. Crazy. Biden's woke Department of Defense expands transgender policies in the military. We aren't going to win a war with Russia and China. They're laughing at us. We got a bunch of men who act like women, who think they're women, who are women, who traded their penis for a vagina in the military wearing high heels like Klinger. And we got policies that now say it doesn't even matter if you're transgender. Under Obama, he said if you're transgender, they got to be nice to you, they got to accept you. Now they say if you identify as a woman, they've got to be that way with you. In other words, you get knocked down a rank, or you get docked pay, or you get suspended, or you get sent home to mommy, meaning you get fired, you get purged from the military, if you don't call someone by the correct pronoun, and it doesn't even matter if they are transgender, if they haven't even done it yet, and they identify as a Ms. or a Mrs. or a Miss instead of a Mr., you have to call them that, or you lose your rank. Folks, we're not winning a battle. We're not winning a war. We're not winning anything. If, God forbid, Russia or China attacks, we're screwed. And then the last story before I get to my commentary, and then I got to be quick. It's a shocking thing. The Arizona Senate and House met today, and they had a witness who claims that the Sinaloa cartel uses bribes, money laundering, and election fraud to control elected officials and traffic drugs, humans, and ballots in Arizona. Folks, the elections are being stolen by the Mexican drug cartel. How many times have I told you that on this show, both radio and TV? The Mexican drug cartel is stealing elections in America, not just Arizona. You don't think they're stealing elections in Nevada? You don't think they're bribing officials in Nevada? You don't think the Nevada politicians are being paid by the Mexican drug cartel? They are. Every Democrat in America is getting a piece of action from the drug cartel when they bring people across, when they bring sex slaves across, when they bring children across, when they bring drugs across, when they bring fentanyl across. A little piece goes to Democrats all over this country, and a big piece goes to probably the Biden crime family and the Obama crime family who are running this country. My God, anybody could see it. You'd have to be blind not to know it. Nobody would leave the border open unless they are part of the drug cartel, unless they're getting a piece of the drug cartel. All right, my commentary is out. It'll be nationally syndicated around the country. It was out today at Gateway Pundit. It's out at my website, rootforamerica.com. The title is I Have a Life or Death Question for Damir Hamlin. Were you vaccinated and boosted? Everyone wants to know. Whatever everybody says and whispers to each other, Wayne Root puts it in headlines. Nobody else does it. I've compiled perhaps the most detailed and comprehensive list of data from across the globe that shows death rates have skyrocketed since the introduction of the COVID vaccine. Death rates are the highest in highly vaccinated countries. Death rates are far higher in every age group among the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. Heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and turbo cancer are skyrocketing since the inception of the vaccine. And perhaps most importantly, the more vaccines you take, the higher the death rate. Enter the Damir Hamlin story. Actually, it's more than a story. It's a miracle. But it's also a sin, because it could have been and should have been what former President Obama called a teachable moment. Damir could have used his 15 minutes of fame to save millions of lives. His testimony about the COVID vaccine giving him a massive heart attack, a COVID injury, could have destroyed the lives and propaganda of the COVID vaccine scam once and for all. Damir Hamlin is the NFL player who literally dropped dead of cardiac arrest right on the football field during a Monday night football game with millions watching back on January 2nd. The great news, the miracle of this story, is that Damir did not die. He was technically dead on that field, but the medical professionals on the scene brought him back to life twice. Thank God for these brilliant doctors, nurses, and medical personnel who saved his life. I'm thrilled for him. I thank God he's alive and doing well. I wish him well. But here's where the story takes a turn. Damir was being interviewed recently on Good Morning America and was asked by host Michael Strahan about how this could happen to a 24-year-old world-class athlete in peak shape. And Damir's answer was, quote, "That's something I'm going to stay away from." Now, I'm an opinion guy. I'm paid to give my opinions on national TV, national radio, and in nationally syndicated newspaper columns. My opinion is that Damir's heart attack was a vaccine injury. I'm not alone. Millions of Americans think the exact same thing. I talk about things out loud that most people whisper about. 24-year-old world-class athletes have never suffered massive heart attacks until this vaccine was introduced in 2021, and now there's thousands of dead athletes all over the world. Here's the thing. Damir Hamlin is now a celebrity. People know his name across the country. DeMar is a walking miracle, and that's great. Everyone listens when people like that speak. DeMar had an opportunity to end this vaccine madness once and for all, but he chose silence. Why do I think DeMar is vaccinated? Well, could be because the NFL boasts 95% of NFL players are vaccinated, as well as 100% of NFL coaches and personnel. Since DeMar almost died on that field in January, I've spoken to multiple NFL players and ex-NFL players. They all believe DeMar's heart attack was a vaccine injury. They're all scared to death. They feel like walking time bombs, but they're all afraid to speak publicly because they believe the NFL would ruin their careers. DeMar could have saved millions of future lives by speaking up. America wants to know. We have a right to know. Our lives are on the line. Remember vaccine passports? Americans were asked their vaccine status when they tried to walk into restaurants, bars, nightclubs, retail stores, NFL stadiums, including, the Buffalo Bills Stadium. You had to be vaccinated to watch DeMar Hamilton play, let alone to play. If it wasn't a personal issue to ask our vaccine status whenever we wanted a sandwich, a drink, or to watch, sit in a seat and watch an NFL game, why is it a personal issue when someone just died or suffered a heart attack or a stroke? I think it's an essential life or death question. We need to know if these heart attacks, strokes, and sudden deaths are happening only among the vaccinated. That's called science. Let me tell you what I really think is happening. How much time do you have left, Chris? All right, so I'll finish this when we get back. Part two of this commentary will be finished when we get back. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me. Root for America is my command central. And if you want to follow me on social media, I'm at Parler, I'm at Twitter, I'm at Getter, I'm at Truth Social, I'm at Gab, and on all of them, it's at Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root. At Twitter, Parler, Truth Social, Getter, and Gab. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, if you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthy, your greener made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On fire, welcome back. Coming to you from the house that Ruth built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is sponsor of this show. You know, no matter where you live in America, I don't care any one of the other 49 states other than Nevada, you still should open a Nevada LLC for your business. Anything you do that you want to incorporate, protect yourself from lawsuits and government overreach and maintain anonymity, you should open up a Nevada LLC. And this company has done it for tens of thousands of people over the last three decades. They've got 14,000 reviews, almost every single one of them five stars online. Everyone who's ever worked with them gives them a five-star review. Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They're the guys that incorporate you with a Nevada LLC, and they do it really inexpensively. And now you're protected against lawsuits and government overreach. And it doesn't matter what state you live in, everyone should have a Nevada LLC because we have the best, most protective laws in America for small businesses. So check it out. They've got a book that gives you all the strategies, tells you what to do, how to do it, and tells you why they're the ones to do it for you for a very inexpensive fee. The book's called The Nevada Edge. How do you get it? It's free, no strings attached, not a thing to buy. All you do is go to NevadaWAR.com. NevadaWAR, W-A-R.com for Wayne L. Root, NevadaWAR.com. And you'll get your free book and check it out, and I know you'll be very happy. All right, let me finish my column that I'm just about done, but I couldn't get the last few seconds in. It's titled, I Have a Life or Death Question for Damir Hamlin. Were you vaccinated and boosted? Everybody wants to know. So what I said was, look, he could have saved. I'm at the end now, and I got to the point where I said, look, Damar could have saved millions of future lives by simply speaking up. And America wants to know. We have a right to know. Our lives are on the line, too. And the reason why I say that is because, remember vaccine passports? Democrats opened the door for all this. Government opened the door. Politicians opened the door. Big Pharma opened the door. The moment that you started asking us, I think it's a very personal, private issue. Were you vaccinated? None of your freaking business is my answer. Go screw off. That would be my answer. But they demanded, in order to get in a restaurant, any blue state, any blue city, they wanted to know that personal answer, that personal question. What's your vaccine status? Or you couldn't walk in to get a sandwich or a drink. You couldn't sit in a seat in the Buffalo Bills stadium to watch DeMar Hamlin play. Unless you're vaccinated and you could prove it. So if it wasn't a personal issue to ask our vaccine status whether we wanted, whenever we wanted a sandwich or a drink or walk into a nightclub or sit in a seat to watch an NFL game or an NBA game, why is it a personal issue when someone just died or suffered a heart attack or a stroke? I think it's an essential life or death question. And by the way, for the ones who are dead, it's a really important question. They're dead. They don't care about their privacy. You don't have any privacy when you're dead. It's gone. So we need to know if these heart attacks and strokes and sudden deaths are happening among the vaccinated. That's called science. Let me tell you what I think is happening. Again, it's my opinion. I have no insider information. It's just my gut instinct. Did Big Pharma perhaps pay for DeMar's silence? It's a valid question. The odds are DeMar can never play football again, which means he has no way to earn a living. No way to earn a living. But a $20 or $30 million paycheck from Big Pharma could set DeMar and his relatives up for life. Big Pharma has made hundreds of billions of dollars off the vaccines. They don't want the gravy train to stop. Paying DeMar $20 or $30 million for silence is a drop in the bucket. It's like me taking $1 out of my wallet. The jig is almost up. Very few Americans are falling for the lies, probably because almost every American knows someone who's been injured or died from the vaccine. As a result, very few Americans now want the booster. Almost nobody's gotten it. DeMar's testimony would have badly damaged Big Pharma. Admitting his heart attack was a COVID injury would have been the straw that broke the camel's back. No one would ever want the vaccine again. Big Pharma's stock prices would have collapsed. That's why I believe Big Pharma had to buy his silence. But that's just my opinion. I don't know that that happened. I'm just guessing. This COVID vaccine is a killer. A heart attack machine. Something is wrong. 24-year-old world-class athletes don't have massive heart attacks on NFL fields. DeMar's silence speaks volumes. We all know what's happening. I just wish DeMar had the courage to speak the truth. He could have ended this madness once and for all. He could have gone from hero to legend. And I've got a PS, too. Another theory. I don't know that Big Pharma paid him $30 million, but the NFL might have paid him $30 million to shut up. You see, they forced all their athletes to be vaccinated. And they could have easily paid DeMar $30 million to shut up and not bring it up and not ever tell another player. Don't scare the other players. Don't tell the fans. Nobody can know if the NFL did this to you. Right? It could have been the NFL, or it could be he is just leaving his options open to sue the NFL soon. Maybe if he doesn't get $30 million from Big Pharma in negotiations, because you can't sue him, they have immunity, maybe he'll sue the NFL for $30 million, or $50 million, or $100 million, or $1 billion. He may be leaving his options open. So those could all be the reasons why DeMar was silent, but I wish he would have spoken, because it would have ended this nightmare, this tragedy, once and for all. Right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
U.S. USA News Update. The trial of Alex Murdaugh is adjourned until Monday morning. Murdaugh admits he lied to police, stole money from clients, and was addicted to drugs, but insists he didn't kill his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. He blamed most of his actions on his drug addiction. Former Vice President Mike Pence marked the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine with a speech at the Clement Center for National Security at the University of Texas. Pence says the resolve shown by the people of Ukraine is a source of hope.
I am more convinced than ever that the day will come when peace is restored to a free and independent Ukraine.
Pence went on to point out that the crisis has united many countries of the world with the support for the people of Ukraine, and Ukraine will win this conflict. Spring training games begin today in Arizona. Games get underway in earnest tomorrow in both Arizona and Florida. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
you Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. First, let me make sure I thank the sponsor of the show, because without the sponsor, we have no show. They signed the front of the check. You get to watch it for free. Everybody wins. GreatPatriotStore.com. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, my wife Cindy, we got four kids. Actually, I've got four kids. She's got two kids. Together, we have six children. So we need to fight and beat inflation. We have to, because otherwise you could go broke. I don't care how much money you make. Nobody can afford inflation on the products out there. So we go to GreatPatriotStore.com. We love it. The doorbell rings three, four times a month, and the product's just waiting at my doorstep. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, but at much better quality, at far lower prices, all made in the USA and run a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. Just as an example, their cleaning products are much safer for you and your children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And then example number two, they just bought a ranch recently and a meat processing facility. And so now they can announce their beef is humanely raised in open-spaced green pastures right here in the USA and never, ever given hormones or antibiotics or, I assume, ever given mRNA. They'll never do it. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in any stores, and exclusively available only to their members. So, like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. It's very inexpensive. GreatPatriotStore.com. Okay, let's get to our guest, Dr. Robert Malone, original inventor of the mRNA and DNA technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines, internationally recognized scientist and author of the new book, Lies My Government Told Me, and the Better Future Coming. Dr. Robert Malone, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm good. It's always good to see you, too. You're looking pretty snappy, as usual.
Thank you, doctor. Well, tell me about the book, because I understand lies my government told me. They lie about everything. What does that mean, and the better future coming? Because I'm, like, scared. I've got trepidation about the future. You know, in Brazil, they're now saying either you get the vaccine or they're going to, like, put you in jail. You're going to be kicked out of society. You're going to lose your bank account. How do you know there's a better future coming? This might be a much worse future coming. Tell us what you think.
So I think that people have good common sense, and they know what's good for them, and they know what's good for their children. And I think that American people are willing to stand up and say no. We don't have to live in this dark, transhuman, fourth industrial revolution world that the World Economic Forum wants to push on us. We can live in a decentralized world, which is just what George Orwell predicted was the best way for us to avoid eventually ending up in a pharmaceutical tyranny, which is what he predicted. We don't have to live in their world, and we can choose to fight back. We can learn to understand what fifth generation warfare is about, what psyops and propaganda is being deployed on us, and we can turn it back on them. Because the good news is it's low energy. Doesn't require F-18s and M-1s. You can do it from your own home. You can be a warrior. You can be a leader. Learn how the propaganda game is played. Learn about bots and trolls and how all this works on the Internet. And then go to work. Fight for your freedom. Fight for the future of your country and fight for your children.
All right. By the way, I think it's actually more simple than that. I think we just need voter ID and we'd all win back the whole country. They're just obviously rigging and stealing elections by cheating with mail-in ballots and no voter ID. So nobody knows who is. We just need voter ID or we need...
Yeah, but you know, it's a lot worse than that. We've got this administrative state that's unelected. They're buried in like ticks.
Yeah.
And Mr. Trump did what he could. But unfortunately, he didn't get another term. He didn't get a chance to finish the job.
Right.
So we got to elect somebody in the next term that's going to do that.
We do. And I hope it's Donald Trump. But certainly, if not Trump, then Ron DeSantis. But I hope it's Trump. I think it'll be Trump. Look, DeSantis is unproven. He's done a great job in Florida. But Trump is the guy who's proven what he can do. He sure did fight the entire deep state on our behalf. So I give him all the credit in the world, the sacrifices he made. You were the original inventor of the mRNA and the DNA vaccines, and you were concerned about how the technology would be used and implemented from day one, literally. What were you telling people? Why were you scared from day one?
Well, as the vaccines began to be rolled out, it became clear pretty early on that they had not done the full safety testing. They hadn't done the various tests and characterizations that have always been the norm for any pharmaceutical product. They basically just threw all that right in the trash can. And even worse, what they did was they prevented informed consent, and they prevented people who had been damaged from saying anything on the internet. I mean, it was horrible. If it still is. You're somebody like myself who's had a vaccine damage. You're told that you're crazy. You're not allowed to talk about it. And these people generally can't get any compensation. They can't get healed. There's no funding for figuring out what's going on. There's just denial about it. And now we're hearing that they've even shut down the trial in pregnancy. It was so critical to figuring out whether or not there's any risks for pregnant women in taking these products. It basically just shut it down after 300 patients and said, well, we think it's safe, and so every woman should get vaccinated.
Incredible.
And destroyed the control group, just the same as they did with the original trials.
Right.
The whole thing is just a fart.
Right. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I never studied medicine. But boy, have I studied this COVID vaccine and the results of the vaccine. And I've compiled, Dr. Malone, what might be one of the most comprehensive, detailed lists anybody's ever compiled. I've been at it for 2 years. I've got thousands of studies and data from countries all over the world. And every one of them, to my knowledge, every one of them shows the same thing. You're more likely to die of COVID if you're vaccinated. You're more likely to die in general if you're vaccinated. And the more shots you get, the more likely you are to die. Am I off in any way from any of that data that I've read? Is that what you've seen too?
Nope, that's all accurate. You're correct, and that's also what the new Cleveland Clinic study shows.
Right.
Is the more jabs you have, the more likely you are to end up in the hospital with COVID. It's really a bad situation.
It's not in the mainstream media. I know that study, and I saw that study, and that study's in my list of compiled studies. But it's not in the mainstream media. It's a total blackout. It's like Hunter Biden's laptop. They won't let anybody see it. So I still, to this day, can you believe I have a lot of conservative Republican friends, Trump voters, people who listen to me, like me, and they still don't know there's anything wrong with the COVID vaccine because they watch the regular news for the most part, and they've never seen any of these studies. Isn't that stunning to you?
Those are exactly the people that the book is written for. Is the people that have enough of an open mind that they're starting to ask questions. Things don't seem quite right. All the propaganda, all the censorship, this just doesn't sound right. What's going on? What's behind the scenes? What's it been like? Those are the people that the book was really written for. There's a lot of little Easter eggs for people that have been awake and have been following all this. But those people, let's just preach into the choir. Ones that matter is that we talk to the folks that have enough of an open mind that they're able to listen and hear and hopefully come to understand what's really happened here.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people, I swear to you, a lot of good friends, nice people, smart people, rich people. I mean, you know they're smart. They make $1 million a year, you know. I have friends like that. And they watch the mainstream media. They've never heard anything bad about the vaccine. But they are smart enough that none of them are willing to take the booster. They've all taken the first shot, but almost everyone I know is refusing any more shots. And not because they've ever heard a study saying anybody died, just because they say things like, well, I know that it doesn't work because everyone I know that gets it still gets COVID and you can still spread COVID. So it's a big failure. So that's what they all seem to say to me. They just don't want another shot. They don't want the booster. Booster rates are very low, correct? Very low, I understand.
That's true. And the uptake in children is very low, which I take personal satisfaction in. And for those folks, they should ask themselves, how come the United Kingdom is stopping the boosters? They're stopping the jabs. Denmark is stopping the jabs.
Yes.
All the way down. Yet our government still wants to jab little kids and force them to be jabbed to go to school. It's insane what's going on here in the United States. And it's hard to draw any other conclusion than we've just got rampant corruption.
Yeah, I mean, tell me if you think my theory's right. I mean, I just, maybe I'm being a little naive, and I'm a very critical, cynical person from New York, by the way. So I'm very cynical, right? Even I don't believe, though, that any doctor wakes up in the morning and goes, ooh, I'm going to kill my patients today with the vaccine. I think it was just about money. You know, in other words, there might be someone out there that's for depopulation, like Bill Gates or something, but the average doctor did not say, ooh, I love to murder people. They're all trying to help people, and they really believe they bought the Kool-Aid or drank the Kool-Aid. Because they really do think they're going to get rich off it, and they own stock in it, and the AMA and the CDC tells them it's good, and the FDA tells it's good. So they just go, okay, like a sheep. They go, okay, I'm making money. Don't you think that's kind of the answer?
I think it's part of it. I think a lot of docs were in the first wave of the vaccinated. And I think that a lot of them are boxed in because they're not practicing the private anymore. They all got to work for the big corporation. The big corporation tells them what they have to do.
And they do.
If they buck the trend, they get fired.
Crazy. Hey, can you stay for one more segment? I'd love to get a little more input from you.
Sure.
Okay, we're headed to a break. We'll be back with Dr. Robert Malone, a brilliant guy and a wonderful guy, and one of the great heroes out there who's trying to save lives and warn us about all the problems with this vaccine. His newest book is Lies My Government Told Me and The Better Future Coming. And we all hope he's right. That a better future is coming. We'll all fight for it. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Robert Malone. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'd like to enter.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. We're now a little last segment on Lindell TV. Of course, we have another hour on USA Radio. But I want to mention the sponsor of this segment before we get back to Dr. Robert Malone. Z-Stack and Z-Shield are the sponsors of this segment. Dr. Zelenko invented Z-Stack and Z-Shield. And he worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right until the end of his life. He died of cancer last year. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses, and he developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger inside of us. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses such as shingles and chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure that you are not vulnerable to new viruses or the reactivation of dormant ones. Get Z-Stack or Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a very special discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. All right, we're back with Dr. Robert Malone, the original inventor of mRNA technology using the COVID-19 vaccines, internationally recognized scientist, author of the new book, Lies, My Government Told Me, and the Better Future Coming. Dr. Robert Malone, let me ask you, again, I don't like to talk about individual cases. I know we have a massive uptick in heart attacks, massive uptick in strokes around the United States and around the world, massive uptick in turbo cancer, massive uptick in sudden deaths. You see it in the headlines every minute. But did you ever have any comment about Damar Hamlin, the NFL football player who went down and literally died on the field, but they revived him, brought him back to life, and now he seems to be making a tremendous, miraculous comeback. But did you not think that that was almost certainly some sort of vaccine injury? 24 years old, everyone in the NFL is vaccinated. Must have been a vaccine injury, don't you think?
Yeah, we talked about this the last time I was with you. You speculated that a lot of the NFL players are not taking the jab.
Yeah.
As I recall, that was a great insight from your own personal communication. The gentleman has, as you recall from that interview, been very unwilling to speak about what his physicians are telling him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think that if it was due to the comito cordis that many speculated he had, he would have been glad to say it, and the
right.
league would have been glad to talk about it.
Right.
So I think all we can conclude is that it's a good thing that he's back. It's a good thing for him. It's a good thing for his family. It's a good thing for all of us. And let's hope that we don't see more of these tragedies, but I fear that we might.
Yes. And by the way, that last time we spoke, I just remember that we talked about me. I said that I felt more and more players had not had that happen in front of our eyes because a lot of them have fake vaccine cards or doctors who are willing to state, yeah, I gave them the vaccine, but they didn't. So I think in the NFL you have a lot of that, but the NFL just bragged the other day, 95% of all the players are vaccinated, or at least they've shown proof of vaccination. Whether it's real or not, that's the question. But probably most of them have been vaccinated. Let's talk about your reactions to the James O'Keefe interview showing Pfizer to be pretty bad guys and wanting to mutate the virus so that they make money for years to come. And then James O'Keefe, out of the blue, is out at Project Veritas. I assume Pfizer must have gotten somebody or everybody at that board. Again, just my opinion, but it sure looks like he got in trouble over the Pfizer interview. Isn't that odd?
Yeah, but there's alternative explanations. It may well be that the phenomena that we often see with these nonprofit boards, where suddenly there's a big achievement or a big influx of money, big grant, or some big achievement, and then the board feels like they should have got more credit for it rather than the CEO or the founder or whoever the person is, and they decide, you know, and then we have all the dynamics of jealousy within an organization. I don't know that we can rule out there weren't other things going on here other than just nefarious actions by Pfizer, but I wouldn't rule it out. Pfizer absolutely doesn't have any willingness or reason to have any boundaries. They'll do whatever they can, and I'm sure they'll do whatever they can to be, but I'm just kind of, I guess, a hardened target.
It's just so odd that, you know, he's gone undercover against so many big liberal Democrat politicians, and never was there a hint of a problem. And then the moment he nails Pfizer, he's out. I mean, it just seems too coincidental. Yeah. But forget that for a minute. Let's put that aside. What do you think about the undercover video with the head of research and development for Pfizer and the things that he said?
So that's obviously, it was huge. It's been completely suppressed.
Right.
And what I find particularly interesting about it is the way the story played out and the way that the young man's presence on the web was scrubbed within hours, and then a flood of trolls came on suggesting that he never even existed. He wasn't actually a Pfizer employee. Pfizer went quiet and then dropped basically an admission of everything that James O'Keefe had revealed at 8 p.m. on Friday night after the street had already closed and before a three-day weekend, so that they had plenty of time to suggest it. It was a power example of fifth-gen warfare waged by a profoundly wealthy transnational company.
Crazy. Hey, Dr. Malone, I got to interrupt because we're up against the news break of the hour. So we're going to leave Dr. Robert Malone. Always a great interview, always great insights. Very wonderful man and a hero as far as I'm concerned. Lies My Government Told Me is his new book. And the better future coming, let's all hope so. Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology in the COVID vaccine. We'll be right back on radio.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.